The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
Wednesday means we are almost to the weekend. I can feel it. It's the Dana Cortez Show. Good morning, everyone. I'm Dana Cortez.
I'm DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
Before you move on, Dana, I want to bring something up. And I didn't think I was going to bring this up, but we're here on a Wednesday morning, and I'm still thinking about it. So this past weekend, I had a very good friend of mine. You guys might have heard of him. His name is the Crisco Kid. He's a radio personality.
Yeah. That's our brother. That's fam. Amelia.
He has been talking to me about going to see the Vikings play the Cardinals for, I don't know, probably 2-3 months.
The game this past Sunday?
Yeah.
What?
Okay.
Yeah, probably 2-3 months. He's like, hey, I got season tickets. You're coming with me. We're going to the game.
Yeah.
All right. So, you know, we're 2 weeks out, and he hits me up. He's like, you ready for that game? You ready? And I'm like, Of course I am. You know, Vikings are my favorite team. And then we get, you know, like to Monday, and I hit him up, and I'm like, hey, what's up? What's going on? And he doesn't bring up the game. And I'm with my daughter at the time, and I tell her, I was like, that's weird. He didn't bring up going to the game at all. We'll see what happens. So we get further into the week. I talk to him again.
Nope.
Doesn't bring up the game again. At that point, I'm a little worried. I'm like, you know what? Maybe I should say something. And then I thought, you know what? I'm just going to let him say something. Come Saturday, I'm about to send him a text, and I think, you know what? If he wants me to go, he's going to call me.
Did you go to the game or not?
He didn't call me.
You didn't even go to the game this whole time? I thought you went to the
shafted
game.
Dude.
I got shafted. Left in the dust and no goggles.
And it
hurts because he's a good friend of mine. And for somebody to tell you for like 3 months that, hey, we're going to the game, and then, hold on, it gets even worse. I open up my Instagram, and guess what? He's there with two of our other friends hanging out at the game.
Oh, God.
I got friend swapped.
I'm glad you're finally talking about this as therapy. I hope you can let it go, because I've had to hear this story over and over since the game on Sunday.
I didn't even talk about you because I was jealous of you because I thought you went to the game. I was jealous that you were there.
Don't be jealous of DJ Automatic because he didn't go to the game at all.
Yeah,
the Vikings lost anyway.
They did, but
you were down before it even started.
You lost twice.
Oh my God!
Your team lost. You didn't even get to go see them lose.
You got to confront your homie, bro. You guys are repairing this broship, man. This is not good.
I mean, I don't really even want to talk about it right now. I'm a little too hurt.
God.
Wow. All right. Well, hit up at Crisco Kid and say why you do DJ Automatic like that?
Just dirty. Just dirty. And you don't even know.
Should you be this upset? Is it fair?
Hell yeah, dude.
How many times have I done a lot of I've done a lot for that man in his lifetime.
Oh, settle down.
A lot. There's a lot of things I've done for this man.
Stop. All right. National Day, Anthony.
Oh, my God. Pedal those tears, DJ Automatic, and you can pedal to bike. It's National Bike to Work Day, ladies and gentlemen.
I used to bike to work.
You know
maybe
what?
I'll bike past Crisco's house and I'll throw him a finger.
Automatic!
Yeah, dude. Oh, you know what, Automatic? How about I'll buy you an ice cream cone because it's National Ice Cream Cone Day.
All right, favorite
at least
cone.
Anthony will come through.
Favorite cone, waffle or sugar?
Plain old from McDonald's. I don't know if they do that anymore, but give me one of them
plain
joints.
Plain old cones. Ooh. Yeah, they kind of taste like cardboard.
Oh, they're so good. And Dana Cortez, what do you call it when one criminal proposes to another criminal?
Anthony A., what do you call it when one criminal proposes to another criminal?
All right, it's called a felony. Felony. No, it's National Proposal Day.
I was really looking forward to a laugh this morning, Anthony.
You know what? You're not invited to my game either.
You made it more sad. All right. Down. You know what? This will make you smile, DJ Automatic. Our Down in the DM Rewind is coming up after this. Also, remember, it's Hispanic Heritage Month. You know that back in 1970, 9.6 million Latinos lived here in the U.S. According to the latest census, it's 62.1 million. Hey. We're the fastest growing demographic in the nation, with Mexican Americans making up the vast majority and 72% saying they speak English more than Spanish on a daily basis.
Man. You wouldn't even know that Mexicans invented contraceptives.
It's true. No, you sure wouldn't know when you look around.
Yeah, right?
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
All right, so I need to get serious here. I've been apprehensive to talk about the story of Gabby Petito. This is the young woman that has gone missing. And honestly, the whole case has taken the country by storm. She was last seen at a Salt Lake City hotel with her fiancé, Brian Laundry, August 24th. Laundry is on the run, and the body found Sunday has been identified as Petito. Now, the coroner's office has ruled the manner of death a homicide. Now, look, this isn't gossip. Gabby Petito is a daughter. She's a sister. People love her. It's also a glaring example of media bias. And this is why I was so apprehensive to talk about it, because I can't imagine what her family is going through. But I also remember when Vanessa Guillen's mother marched in front of Fort Hood demanding answers for her missing daughter, and a media that completely ignored it. And we talked about it every single day until they found her at Fort Hood. And this is hard for me because I don't want anybody to think that I'm disrespecting Gabby Petito, her memory, her family. But 710 indigenous women are missing in the same state, just that state, in the past decade. And I just hope that the media gives them and their families as much attention as they have Gabby. And respectfully, I want her parents to find peace, and I want this man brought to justice. All right, now that I've said that, I'm going to talk about music. Let's talk about Drake real quick. Number one again, right? On the charts. Okay, that's
220,000 sold for the second week.
Maybe that's where he got his money to invest in Dave's Hot Chicken, along with Samuel L. Jackson.
What's up with the hot chicken craze going on? Is it just me, or I'm seeing hot chicken everywhere? It used to just be a Tennessee thing, but now I'm seeing it everywhere.
Well, I don't know, but you wanted us to eat at this hot chicken spot not too long ago, and I was like, nah, I don't know.
Hot chicken's good. And I mean, I'm sure, you know, if Drake invested in this place, I'm sure the restaurant's good. Isn't Samuel L. Jackson an investor as well?
Yeah, I just said that. Samuel L. Jackson's an investor as well. That's the only reason I think it's going to be good, because I don't trust Drake. He's from Toronto.
I don't know if I can trust those Canadian taste buds, but Samuel L. Jackson,
I trust him.
I definitely trust those motherfuckers.
All right, now let's talk about Jennifer Lopez. She's on the cover of Adweek. This is a business news magazine. So Ben Affleck, her boyfriend, did a rare interview about his love. He said, quote, "All I can tell you is I've seen firsthand that representation matters. I didn't get it before. Women of color approach Jennifer over and over and over, thanking her for demanding her fair share of business and opening doors for others. I get that, but some people might not automatic."
Oh, I get it, because I see women come and do it with you all the time, obviously on a much smaller scale. But at the same time, like Ben Affleck said, representation matters, because if you can't see it, you can't manifest it.
It doesn't register, right? No. So if you see it, you can be it. I'm proud to be the first Mexican-American in the country to have a syndicated radio show. And I can only hope that one day we don't even have to discuss it, because it'll be so normalized. All right, you can read the full article. Go to @DanaCortez on Instagram in the story. I'll post the link. We'll be right back after this.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
All right, so if you're single, let me tell you something. There's this woman named Amy Noble. She lives in New York. She's a dating coach. And it costs you $10,000 to work with her. And she has a foolproof way for singles to figure out if the person you're dating is the one or a waste of time. And I am going to reveal that to you right now. Not for $10,000. For free. So hold up. That's in case you missed this story. DJ Automatic, go first.
Well, I got a question for you. Were you a Cabbage Patch Kid, or were you an American Girl doll? Was that more of your thing?
Yeah, you asked me this earlier. Otto, let me tell you something. I played with dirt when I was little. I didn't have no money. I'm not kidding. Like, people think I'm making this up. I used to go outside and play with dirt and sticks and rocks.
Okay, like, yeah, bang the stick against
the wall.
I swear.
I would talk to myself and write books.
Either way, either way, both those, I should have never asked you. Those toys are nominated as 2021 finalists for the National Toy Hall of Fame.
Oh, sick.
Oh, they're going to be worth a lot of money.
Yes, this year's nominees include the dolls.
They're each one of a kind. They're Cabbage Patch Kids.
Plus the board game Battleship.
Oh, you smoked my Battleship.
Masters of the Universe.
And the Masters of the Universe.
Mahjong, which I'm not sure what that is.
I don't know what that is.
You're not supposed to be saying that at work or pulling it out either.
And then the Fisher-Price Corn Popper.
Hold on, was that little thing you push around like a vacuum?
Yes. Yeah. I used to love that thing.
Oh, dude.
That was one of the greatest toys of all time. Super annoying when you're a parent, though. I got to ask you guys, what was your favorite toys growing up, though?
Like Dana, I was also pretty poor, so my favorite toy was a Nerf football.
Nerf.
Oh, that's a
yeah,
good one.
I remember my mom got us a
Nerf basketball hoop. Was probably one of the best things ever.
DJ Automatic. You know, every toy you named, I got sad because I wanted every one of those toys and I didn't get it.
Well,
my brother had a dope little wrestling ring with all the wrestlers ring.
Dude, that was a great one too.
That was
I used to love the Ninja Turtle toys.
Mm. Oh, yeah. You know what I'm going to do this Christmas for myself? I'm ordering every one of those goddamn toys.
You know what, Dana? If you're looking for a way to make money, maybe you could become a YouTuber.
Oh, they're making money
yet? Yo, so YouTube released the top earnings breakdown by topic, all right? And come to find out, in case you missed it, YouTube pays financial advisors, life coaches, cooks, and musicians the most money out of everybody. And
well, I'm neither one of those things. Well, I'm kind of, we are life coaches.
Here's another fact. If you are a parent looking to start a vlog, YouTube does pay you $1 million for every billion views you do receive.
Billion.
So you got to get a billion views to get $1 million?
If you're doing a thing about blogging. Now, if you're doing a thing
about...
I'm
right back here playing with dirt again. I'll get a billion views, man. Come on now. All right. Amy Noble is a dating coach who lives in Manhattan. She's able to afford that kind of luxurious living because she charges her clients $10,000 a piece to work with her. And she got this foolproof way for singles to figure out if your person is the person or a waste of your time. It's called the 3-4 rule. Number four, readiness. Is the person you're with ready to be with you? Are they ready or are you forcing it? That's, and you know what I mean. Yeah. You know what I mean?
If you're into heterosexual men, you know, it gets tricky. We're a tricky creature to lock down, dog.
Number three, emotional maturity. Can the person you're dating articulate the feelings they have for you with no hesitation? Or are they holding off with the I love you? Are they holding off how they really feel about you? Hold on. Number two, core values. We're talking family, career, religion, personal goals. It can vary. But those core values, they have to match. And the number one thing is chemistry. Not to be confused with lust.
Oh,
okay. Just because the sexy time
good in bed
time
together
hidden,
doesn't mean that you're going to be good together. This is sounding a little bit like Will Smith from Hitch. I think this woman watched that movie and was like, you know what? That sounds like a new business that I can come and sell to people.
But isn't the movie Hitch real? If you hit that chemistry, if you hit the core values, and if you hit all the readiness and the emotional maturity, you can be with the right person. It really is real. Why
I don't
you
think
say
I
no?
need to spend 10 grand to have somebody tell me that, though. I think
obviously
I'm going to feel it.
Obviously, people do, though, DJ. But it's not true. How many misses did you get before me? I've been married twice before. Oh. Come on.
Well, I didn't try to marry anybody before
we
you,
all,
so.
We all damn. Need help.
I was back to, I don't even know if Hitch was a real movie. Was that based on a true story? Is that what you're trying to tell us?
I think Amy Noble.
Well, you think so or not doesn't make it real, okay?
Well, she's living her dream, yeah. Making $10,000 off of everybody. All right, I'm posting this advice up at Dana Cortez on Instagram. If you're single and you want a foolproof way to figure out if the person you're dating is the one or a waste of time, go there now. It's inside the story. We'll be back with more of the show in less than five.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Hispanic Heritage Month, and I have this extraordinary fact to share with you right now on your Wednesday, halfway to the weekend. What's up, everyone? I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A., a.k.a. Young Grammar Error.
All right, so in the 1970, as a matter of fact, there were 9.2 million Latinos in the U.S. That's a lot, right? That's a lot of Latinos. Well, today, there are 62.1 million people who identify as Latino in the U.S. Latino. Man, that's
a lot of people.
That's a lot.
I mean, that's a lot of procreating, and that's a lot of people across the border. That's a lot
of
people from other
people
countries
who identify as Latinx as well, too.
Those are two people. Two people who listen to us.
I thought it was five now.
Identify as Latinx. You know what's interesting that you said that, though, DJ Automatic? Since immigration is down, yes, you heard me right. I know that these images on TV are scary. Oh my gosh, we're being invaded. I know your politicians get out there and they say, oh my God, we're being overrun. Immigration is so down that the majority of babies here in the U.S. now are being born in the U.S. of Hispanic origin. And by the way, Mexicans represent 62%. Mexican-American, Chicano, whatever you want to call yourself, 62% of the Latino in this country. That's me.
I'm going to go for like 75% because I would say there's at least 14% that aren't claiming.
I'm not. not Mexican. I'm not Mexican. So anyways,
I used to be one of those 14 confused bunch, though. I just think a lot of us don't know what we are. Like,
because you weren't born in Mexico, you're like, I'm not Mexican.
Exactly. I was born in New Mexico. I'm just
saying. You're a New Mexican.
Where everybody thinks they're Spanish.
Which is a weird thing. Or I grew up saying I'm Hispanic.
Yeah.
And I didn't even know what that meant. So now I self-identify as Chicano, which just means I don't speak Spanish and I got a DUI.
Everybody just spit their coffee at this listening to us. They're like, oh, you too? All right. National Day, Anthony A.
We'll start off with National Ice Cream Cone Day.
Ooh. All right. I prefer the waffle cone. If I'm going to go for it, baby, I'm going for it.
Dipped at Dairy Queen.
Hey, DJ Automatic, what did one leaf tell the other leaf?
What did one leaf tell the other leaf, Anthony A?
I'm falling for you.
Oh, that was good,
right? It's the first day of fall, ladies and gentlemen.
Your DUI joke was way better.
Hey, whatever you represent yourself as, claim as, whatever, we love you for listening. This is an inclusive show. We are appreciative that you're here.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.